Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Jincha Jinri. And today we have a special episode because I actually invited two of my closest friends. And no, they are not from showbiz. They are non-showbiz friends. And meet Jess and Jamie. Yay!
Hello!
Okay.
Hi guys.
Jess, do you want to say hello and introduce yourself a little bit?
Hi, so I'm Jessica. I'm actually one of Jinri's former teammates in jiu-jitsu. And that's how we actually met. And I just have fond memories of her beating my ass. So, yeah. Go ahead, Jamie.
That's how you guys became friends. Hi, I'm Jamie.
No.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure there
are
that will be brought up. Hi, I'm Jamie, and I was in a TV scene with Jinri. That's how we met. Mm-hmm. That was probably, oh my goodness, maybe like 500 years ago. And we were supposed to be like the Asian team in something, yep. In a shampoo commercial. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and then... I think we hung out for a bit, but then we lost touch because, like, I think that was probably, was that college, Jin?
Yeah, or... it was college, and I think you were also occupied with a boyfriend.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
Wow.
Good. This was an Halloween episode, ba? I didn't get the meme. Oh my goodness. But yeah, and then after a few years, we found each other again. Like, mm-hmm. We stumbled upon each other in this tech conference, right?
Yeah.
Because you were doing Wagtails.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, reconnected and here we are.
Yep. And what's interesting about all three of us is that we all own a schnauzer, like the dog breed schnauzer, because Jamie actually has a lot of schnauzers in her house, and she was nice enough to give us a puppy. So Jess got a female dog and called her Lola, and I got Lolo, my mini schnauzer that's a male. So here we are, and we started this like group chat called Schnauzer Moms, and we're basically like the titas of Manila. And I just wanted to bring these two people because I think it's really hard to make friends as adults, and I really struggle with that in particular, and I just wanted to know what my friends actually think about friendship and their thoughts on it. So let's get into it. Okay, the first question is, this is the hardest thing ever. How do you make friends as adults? Jess?
Me? Well, I am an extrovert, so I randomly talk to people, but I don't seem to keep all of them as friends. Well, we are adults. We get pickier with our friends as we grow older, diba? But I find that the friends that I've been keeping are the ones that I do have shared interests with. So, like, I have something to talk about, and the ones that you really grow fond of, yeah. Like you really want them in your life, because of one thing or another, right? So for you guys, why do I keep you? I have the most interesting. I do have the most interesting conversations with you girls, and yeah, it's yeah. not like things that I find shallow. So which happens a lot with acquaintances, diba, na parang you'll be yeah. like, oh my god, this conversation is dragging. I love our conversations. They're very intellectual, and it piques my interest all the time, and I look forward to talking to you guys girls every day. Yes, we do talk to each other every day.
We do, actually.
We do.
So, Jamie, how do you make friends as adults for you?
Oh, wow. Wow. I, you know what? Jess's answer got me thinking. My answer, though, is different naman. I think, for me, it's not
usually common topics, but it seems like it's chemistry. Although, sorry, that's not, I'm not so sure how you apply that, but I find that sometimes, like for me, okay, sorry, it's work, I guess. Like, you know, I need to learn something. I need to learn about packaging or learn about like export. I'm not sure if I'm extrovert, but I have a thick face. So I just reach out to people, even if they've never met me before. I just reach out and ask questions.
Right.
But I think that sometimes we do surprise ourselves, like with chemistry. Like we might not have so many common topics with people, but then you kind of just get along, you know, like maybe you share a sense of humor or a same openness to learning. And I think that's kind of what I find with you guys. Like initially when we all started this chat group, I think the intention was like we were gonna learn how to take care of our schnauzers together. And eventually, like in time, it, you know, it kind of just rolled on and on about different things. And like, you know, I know you guys talk a lot about jiu-jitsu. And yeah, I even if I'm not into jiu-jitsu, I still learn so much about it from you guys, not just about the sport, but also like, you know, the principles behind it.
Yeah, so I think like for Jess, I think she was saying something like, you have to have like sort of a common interest to make friends as adults, because it is hard to meet people as adults compared to when you were like younger, because you don't really go to school. You don't have like a group of friends you can hang out with. Whereas like if you maybe join jiu-jitsu and you meet people there, or you, because Jess does pole dancing, you could meet friends there. So like common interests. Whereas Jamie is also talking about like, because she's into business and she wants to learn something about business, and she reaches out to people, so that kind of makes the first like connection. And then if you actually have chemistry, get along, that's how you make friends. Is that right?
Right.
There's a follower who actually asked me a really good question, and I just want to throw that out right now. So his question was, how do each of you react to the other when confronted with a topic that you don't agree on? For example, career choices, partner issues, or life choices, and it ends up in an argument. And how do you navigate the process of resolving it? That's a really good question.
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, so we do get confronted with, you know, things that we don't agree on, even among the three of us, right? Like there are things that we don't agree on. It's normal. But how do you, how do you end up resolving this? And like, what do you say to each other?
Ooh, such a difficult question.
Indeed. Okay, I think I've learned that to respect another person's life and choices. Like, I might have opinions. Like when I was younger, definitely I'll be like, no, you should do this, or like you should choose this. But I've learned that definitely I might not see it that way, but another person feels that this is the best course of action for her. So I just have to respect that, like, and make that known, like really communicate that properly and respectfully, right? So, I mean, we've had a lot of conversations, and definitely there are a lot of things that we might take different sides on. But yeah, I think we've kept it together, guys, like really schnauzer moms, diba? We're still going strong.
Yeah. Yeah, I find that we're so we are kind of respectful of one another. Like even if we're together and we disagree on something, like normally I'd be like, are you kidding me? Like normally, yeah. Normally I react really violently. Like if like my poor husband, diba? my poor husband, I react very violently sometimes. And especially when I'm not aware, it's the time of the month. But yeah, but you know, like there's nothing he can do. He's married to me. But for you guys, I find that we kind of sort of take a step back every time we want to say something like that's yeah. That doesn't kind of jive, like how do I say this nicely? Exactly. I think when we're aware of the other person's triggers, like I know I don't know if this is like for another topic, but we do know we kind of started figuring out what our triggers are. I mean, we're still learning, but like I know this will upset Jinri, so I'll find a way to word this correctly. And the same thing with Jamie, right? So when you're, because we talk about each other's triggers, what and our mental health, actually we're more forgiving, I think, right. And yeah. We're more we're more forgiving and we're more considerate of each other's feelings because of that, I think. And it's been I don't think like we've had super we have bad arguments before, but then you know, since we know that we love and respect each other, we know to respect our choices. Yeah, we do resolve these things. And like I think we have.
Yeah, we have been able have. To rise above it.
Yeah.
Right. So it's basically kind of like knowing what like triggers them, how their personality is, and also how you should say certain things to certain people. It really depends who you're talking to, right? So it's really more of knowing who you're what friend or what kind of friend he or she may be, I think, is the main thing of confronting a topic you don't agree on, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just keeping the respect there, diba?
Yeah.
You just really have to respect each other.
Okay, so the next question is, what kind of friend are you? Like, what kind of friend do you think you are? Personally, judging yourself. Yeah, I could go first. So I think I am a very judgy friend. I'm a very judgy and in your face, I'll tell you what you don't want to hear kind of friend. I think I've been misunderstood a lot of times through, you know, not just through you guys, but through a lot of my friends because of my personality, just saying how things are. And it took a long time to finally meet people who were okay with that. So I think you guys are the people who are okay with the upfront in your face, saying things you don't want to hear kind of person. And that's probably why I don't have a lot of friends. But I think I'm that kind of friend.
I think I'm quite the opposite naman of Jinri. Yeah. Like, although it's not necessarily a good thing, or a bad one, I hope. It's I'm very polite naman, or I try to be all the time. I mean, this might be a character flaw that I'm just not aware of yet, but I kind of always try to make people feel okay or better. Like I like to sugarcoat things sometimes. Like I'd soften the blow if I find that there's parang this person's not doing something right. Parang I will very, very probably ineffectively try to tell them gently. But then that's also kind of blown up in my face before, because I think it's not the most effective. So I'm actually kind of learning Jinri's method now.
Well, I have to learn your method too.
Well, that's why I'm so you know, this works out so well for us. Parang it's mutually beneficial, I guess. Because like parang the straightforwardness that I could use more of, I'm actually getting the courage to do that from you.
Yeah. She really is polite.
Yeah. Too polite, too nice.
Super.
No, so troubled because of it.
Yes.
But yeah. So in a way we're kind of opposites, no?
Yeah.
As friends.
Yeah, I think so.
Jenny's the one who's gonna tell it to you straight up, and I'm the one who's gonna coat it in diabetes before handing it to you.
So the person would be like, I feel better.
No, that's not what Jinri meant.
Perfect match, Jamie.
I know, right?
Juan came in the way. I Jess, your answer?
Okay, me, my answer. Well, I've been thinking it. I think it depends on what group of friends it is. Like, it's different. I'm pretty much I'm like water when it comes to friendship. It depends. Like as a teacher or an instructor, I want to be a friend of my students then. So I usually play the therapist or something. There are times I do play the therapist. There are times that I play, it depends what part of my, what time of my life it is. Like there was a time that I was the person who brought the fun. I had alcohol in my bag. I'll give you the alcohol if you need it. Do you need it? Yeah. Is this the therapy you that you need? It depends.
Your bag dress.
Yeah. I didn't even give you the cheese. I didn't even give you the snacks. Because that's your role in this friendship. You give us the food. You give us the food. But yeah, it depends. So I'd like to think I'm the type of friend who's really there, no questions asked when you need me. Like, I'm feeling sad. Okay, I'll be there. Like, I think we did that to Jinri and we invaded her space.
I didn't want you there, Jess.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, Jamie, let's go to Jinri. She's feeling sad. So, ask sometimes. Well, I asked and she said no, but I was still there. I'm in your face. I'm in your face. You need me. You don't know yet.
Exactly. Oh my gosh,
you don't know
that.
It, Jinri.
You need me.
I was like, why are they here? I already said no. And I'm pretty straightforward. I don't go around the bush. It's like, okay, fine.
But in fairness, she felt better after.
Yeah, I did.
It was quite an epic night, I remember.
Yeah.
I think we ate Jen, we were, I think we were knocking and you weren't opening the door. We were considering climbing in through your balcony.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm a real introvert. If someone knocks on my door, I can decide not to open it.
Yeah.
That is something that I will actually do, even if they're friends. Like, nope, I said no. So, and you guys stood there for a while. I remember I was feeling down and they asked me if they can come over and bring snacks and food. And I was like, no. And they still came over and I didn't open the door for them for like 10 minutes. I was like, why are you guys here?
Were just there.
What great friends.
That was a good night though.
It was. You know, I think the only reason why she opened the door was because Lolo was with us.
Yeah.
I remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, that was our bargaining chip.
Oh my god, Lolo? Okay. Yeah. But I think you guys all know what kind of friend you are, because that's how I feel also. Like when I look at Jamie, I feel like she's really nice and I could go to her to feel better about myself because she's always gonna say something nice to me.
Me and sugar-coated love.
Yeah, and then Jess will always like be there for me if I tell her like, oh, I'm, you know, it's like depression and anxiety. She always knows what to say. Like she's really a therapist, mm-hmm. I feel like. Right, Jamie? Like she knows what what to say.
Oh my, I do feel that. I mean, I really do get that from Jess.
Oh my gosh.
That she won't judge you.
But I'm not a licensed therapist. So don't DM me.
Illegal therapy. But an effective
one. It's illegal.
Yeah, I think it's also interesting like that we all know.
Thank you.
Yeah. We all know like what kind of friend we are because I think that's also important in friendships that we know like what we bring to our friendship, like what we bring to the table. So I think it's good that we all know what our role is. Okay, so the next question is when do you actually let go of friendships and when do you like burn bridges and get rid of the unhealthy relationships?
I don't think Jamie can answer that. Just kidding.
I learned the journey from you guys. But yeah, just was right about like the past. I've had a hard time letting go of certain relationships that I should have let go of a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, for me, it's just like, I don't want to be friends with someone, I'll just, you know, like answer their questions in short messages. And, you know, that's already a sign. Like, remember how we talked about like deliberately just like not joining in the conversation. And I think that's just how I like fade away into the darkness. I just be subtle and be like, okay, I'm fading in. I won't talk to you anymore. Bye. Yeah. That's how I do it, I think.
I think that's the easiest way to do it. Like, just not put in the effort and they'll see it.
Yeah,
they'll feel it also. Yeah, they'll feel it also. And then like, but I have had someone give me an ultimatum and I was like, are you kidding me? You have to talk to me now or like lose our friendship. I'm like, I'm working and it's really urgent to do this. I will give you my time. But then they're like, no. I'm like, okay, I cannot do this. And this is not even important to me right now. Because the topic that he wanted to talk about was like, it wasn't so important to me. It was important to him, but it was something that we were clashing on. So I was like, okay, I'll give you my time in an hour. And he couldn't even give me that hour. So no thank you. I can't live with this for the rest of my life if you're gonna be like this forever.
Yeah, that's so demanding. How strange.
Yeah.
It was really important to him.
It was really important to him. And I do acknowledge that, naman.
Yeah.
But it was just something that I couldn't entertain. Most of the time, I will drop something just to be there for my friends, but there are things that I need to like. There are tricky things like I will lose my job if I don't deliver stuff like that. And they also have to understand that
exactly
because it's not like he's gonna die or will he? I don't know, but it's not like it's life or death, naman.
Yeah.
But there are things that I will drop everything. I will drop everything. I will go on leave if I have to, if you need me to be there for you. Like if it's an emergency, like I had someone who was rushed to the hospital because she was having an episode, I was there. So stuff like that, you do, but there are things that, if this is how it's going to be forever. Like, I'll fade into the background this way.
Yeah.
Bye.
Mm-mm.
Jamie?
Oh, nga, no? How do I
How do we?
So when do we, you let go? Like,
what, oh, when?
Yeah. Did you ever let
this
go?
This one. Yes, I have. This one, I must say, I think I learned it from you, like in a good way, naman. That yeah, if a person really isn't helping you be a better version of yourself, in fact, like especially when they're making you a worse version of yourself, and I have seen that like in the past 5 years, like I just felt unsettled, but then I couldn't quite put it towards for myself. And I just realized, like, you know, taking a few steps away from the situation that, hey, that's why I was not comfortable. Like that's why I was always unhappy. It was because this person was just really bringing out the worst in me. Yeah. So yeah, after learning that, after seeing it clearly, I just took your advice and cut everything off. Like, don't even force yourself to be polite and answer, like, or talk to this person, because some people, sorry to say, do deserve to be cut off.
Yeah.
And that's just that, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yes. I agree totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
The next question. Like we... Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go. Because, I mean, sometimes, like, I think the biggest thing I always told myself before when I was younger was like, oh, but, you know, this person needs me, or this person, I have to be polite. That's,
yeah,
it's just something that we tell ourselves. But truth be told, I don't think we always have to be. And maybe protecting ourselves is priority, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think, yeah, definitely. Like, you have to respect yourself to cut off people who don't respect you. You know, it's just respecting yourself in the end.
Yeah.
The next question is really interesting because it's something I think Jamie has gone through recently. So someone asked me on Facebook, guys with girlfriends and vice versa, how do you keep your relationship purely platonic? Oh.
How do you keep your relationship platonic? Well, I do have a lot of platonic guy friends. How do we keep? I don't know.
You don't know.
You don't flirt with them. First of all, don't flirt with them.
Well, yeah, true. But the thing is, like, sometimes you don't intend to, or like, you don't plan to flirt with anyone, or you're not flirting with someone, but then
they think,
maybe when you laugh, and I'm so shallow, like, I'm so mababaw, I laugh at anything. So sometimes guys misconstrue that as like, oh, she likes me.
Yeah.
You know, a simple thing like that. Like, they think that it's you flirting with them or something. So yeah, you're right. I do have a bit of trouble with like spelling this out, because I think I'd like to say, like Jess, I have a lot of platonic guy friends, but then sometimes like I get shocked na lang that you know, someone has misunderstood, or like thinks that this is not just a normal friendship.
Yeah.
So gosh, I think step one, I just avoid now, like, spending time with guys one-on-one. Like, if you're not 100% sure that this person sees you, like, as how you want to be seen, meaning just a friend, then just avoid them. That's what I do now.
I think we had this conversation a few days ago. And I remember I was telling Jamie, like, okay, just invite someone else. Just invite your
exactly. Always like invite another friend, right?
Yeah. I was telling Jamie the other day, like, you make it clear to that person, to your friend, that you're going out as friends. Like, if you're not sure, just spell it out for them. I mean, if he respects you as a friend, he'll be okay with it. right? That's what irks me with people saying, oh, friend zone this, friend zone that. Oh, what's so bad about being friends? Right? What's so bad about being friends? It's either you want to date the person or not a friend at all, diba? Parang, okay. But yeah, just spell it out to each other na, if you're not sure where, like, if the person is.
Well, for me, that's what I did. I was like, we're just friends. Like, I just said it up front because that is my personality, I guess. But I know it is hard. It's a hard thing for a lot of people because you don't really know if they actually like you. They might even say like, oh, I wasn't hitting on you. I wasn't flirting with you. What are you talking about? Don't be so full of yourself, right? They might come out, like their reaction might be like that. So it's really hard to tell. But I think it's just being with group of friends, that's one way. And then not flirting, not showing them that you're actually interested in that way. And yeah, that's probably what you could do, I think. Okay, so the last question is, important question. What kind of friend would you like to be?
I'd like to be the same kind of friend as Jinri.
What?
Straightforward.
What? No, really? You might have friends left.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I think, I honestly do think that you do friends a favor by being pretty straight up. Like, I think I'm not able to do that lang because, like, more often than not, I don't have the courage, like, to be straight up with someone. Like, parang, hey, you know, parang I don't, that's not right what you're doing. Good on. But sometimes I find it hard to be that straightforward with people. So yeah, man, if I had the courage, I think I'd want to be the kind of friend you are.
Whoa.
I mean, it doesn't mean you're mean, huh?
I could be.
Definitely not. Yeah, it could be. But I know that you have a good heart. Like, you know, you're definitely a friend who's there for a friend in need. I know that from experience. But parang it's a good balance. Like, you know, it's you're honest. Forward, and there's no BS there. But you know, it's it comes from a sincere heart. Mm. Like you actually mean the person well.
Yeah.
So nice. Yeah, keto diet na wala ng sugar coating.
Yes.
I think it would be a balance of the two of you. I guess like if
I think you already are.
I try to be the person that I want to be for myself. Like, I always follow the rule that don't do unto others what you, the golden rule. Don't do unto others what you don't want to do. Do unto you. Oh my gosh. So, yeah, I try to follow that since I was a young person. So, like, if I do something, if I am trying to be that, it's because I want others to treat me the same way, to be like how I am. Give me the fun, but yeah. What I'm babbling now because it's so hot. I'm getting stressed with the heat. That.
Among the three of us, I do feel that Jess is probably the most balanced one.
Yeah. She balances me, Jamie.
I'm a middle child kasi.
Yeah,
so
Jess
like,
is our child.
I'm a middle child even here, so that's been my role forever. Yeah. A middle child. I don't like it when people fight. Also, <Yeah. laughs> unless I start the fight, I love that. Just kidding. <You're not laughs> but I don't like it when other people fight.
Okay. For me, I think I definitely like what Jamie said. Like she wants to be like me. I kind of want to be like her, and that's also like what I'm trying to do nowadays. I'm trying to sugarcoat what I say a little bit and be a little bit friendly, like not say
you don't have to though.
Yeah, but my mom always tells me like, Jinri, you can't talk like that. You're not gonna have like people around you if you just, you know, talk like that all the time. So now like you guys know that I'm seeing a psychiatrist and I learn a lot from her about communication. So I'm learning that sometimes what I say and how I say it really hurts people. And I'm trying to reduce that and trying to find out like how I need to converse with certain people. There's, you know, everyone's different. So I need to really switch on like the differences. Like I need to talk to maybe Jess like this, but I need to talk to Jamie like this, and I need to talk to John like this. And it's all like, it can't be the same thing for everyone. And I think I realize that with friendships, like you have to, you know, incorporate their personality, and you know, you have to consider that. So yeah, I guess for me it really depends on the person, and I need to make that effort to know my friends. So
just as long as I guess you don't it's not so far from who you are, because I think that if you keep doing something that you don't want to do, then it becomes like you don't, yeah, parang it's your being toxic to yourself, diba? Parang yeah. Ganon. Do you understand what I mean? Like
yeah, I get
if
it.
if you change yourself like so like so much, you're not gonna want to be friends with that person. So what with you, Jin naman, parang when you say something, especially on text, na parang, did she really say that? Oh, I think this is what she means. This is what she means, because this is Jamie's and Jinri's personality. Oh, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Well, so,
like it. Yeah. Go ahead. The change that you want to happen is because you love the other person din naman. So sometimes it's not that much of an effort din naman, because you're glad to put in the effort just so that you're a good friend to that person. I think that's how I'm reading it from you. Like that's why you're amenable to changing to doing these little tweaks in your in how you yung pakikitungo, what's the English of that? And how you approach other people.
My Filipino's yeah. Horrible.
Yeah. So how you approach other people. So yeah.
Okay. Well, that was the last question. Thank you so much for joining me, Jess and Jamie. It was really fun.
Thanks for having us. Really
it's the first episode.
Thanks for having us.
Really long. Yeah. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Do you want to say anything?
I hope. Yeah, I hope you don't lose any followers because of us.
Yeah, that's the most funny.
Like, who are these two people?
I'll post your pictures also.
Oh, no! You have. You have when we went to Tokyo, yeah.
Yeah, you're even in my YouTube, so you guys can check it out if you want. You can match their faces with their voices. But thank you again, guys, so much. I think this is the end of the Friendship Podcast episode. So I'll see you guys in my next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.